The children of the book have been dubbed uneducated and easily led. Easily led, yes, as in the sheep of his pasture. But uneducated? Certainly not. A host of highly credentialed scientists and academics believe that God created the earth, and in that group, an impressive lot endorse a six-day creation that occurred just over 6,000 years ago, just as God's book of Genesis reports. We understand the vacuous, valueless, and infantile thoughts behind the carnal sneers because we once thought them too. But they cannot understand the thoughts of the born again, for they are only spiritually discerned. The theory of evolution is the god of carnaldom's academics, and its thoughts, spawned in unbelief, are far worse than vacuous, valueless, and infantile. They are deadly. More than empty rhetoric, they are pure blasphemy. Psalms 14:1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." Dear visitor, have you yet to be born again, as Jesus declares in John 3:3? Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." In just moments, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt. And if you follow from your heart, absolutely everything changes for you today. Today's 2 Corinthians 5:17 is yours. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Today, all your sin and shame will be washed away by Christ's cleansing blood. You will be pristine clean. Today, all of Satan's bondages in your life will be broken, every single one. Today, you will be born a second time. Here is the prompt I promised. Prepare to literally meet your God. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 7:7-23, "And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark, they and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. God said, 2 Peter 2:5, "And spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. God said, Matthew 24:37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Man said, we are so enlightened today. I'm into mindfulness. That's when I sit and concentrate on my breathing. Others contemplate on their belly buttons. It's so relaxing. Wow, so cool. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1292, that will for the 1292nd time certify the bona fides of the beautiful book. All of these faith-building features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used as a battering ram against the gates of hell, and those gates shall not prevail. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, these features grow by one. Thank you for coming. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. Charles Darwin did not create the theory of evolution, but he did popularize, help develop, and drive it into the world's psyche to the point that the theory has claimed the status of academia's God. The born again are commanded not to be ignorant of Satan's devices, 2 Corinthians 2:11. And evolution is foundational to Satan's last days agenda. If evolution is the god of academia, then it should attempt to answer all of life's questions, even as the Bible it pretends to replace does. And evolution does answer those questions. Life's three classic questions are an excellent example of the answers evolution gives its adherents. Number one, where did I come from? The Bible tells us that we were spoken into existence by God out of that which is invisible, literally being made in the very glorious image and likeness of God Himself. Evolution replaces this with an explosion out of nothing, and boom! Here comes life from non-life, wiggling out of a mysterious primordial soup, just wiggling away until it finally becomes you. Keep in mind that one of those wiggles is your new cousin, a mushroom. So satisfying to the inquiring mind, don't you think? Number two, why am I here? The Bible informs us that our original purpose is to prosper in fellowship with our Creator. After the fall, our purpose expands to include reconciliation of the lost by the preaching of the cross unto eternal life. Evolution would replace this noble purpose with nothing. Absolutely nothing at all. No overarching purpose. One of evolution's own, Dr. Susan Blackmore, said, in the end, nothing matters and everything is impermanent, and you can't hang on to anything. If you really think about evolution and why we human beings are here, you have to come to the conclusion that we are here for absolutely no reason at all. That can be scary, but it can also be comforting. End of quote. Man, that's really gratifying. Number three, where do I go when I die? The Bible lays out God's magnificent promise of eternal life in Christ Jesus in the unspeakably marvelous new heaven and new earth. Evolution, on the other hand, offers its adherents nothing. When you're dead, you're dead. And that's all she wrote. Wow, can't wait for all this nothingness. Evolution offers answers too. They are in order. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Evolution is the devil's doctrine, void of any good thing. In regard to lovely eternal fruit, you're going to find nothing. It's a doctrine of deadly blasphemy. It is an abomination. Distance yourself from it, for it is a real lying spirit. Evolution is the religion of unbelief and is commonly portrayed as proven science when this is not even remotely close. It has never been proven and will never be proven for a very obvious reason. It is not true. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God and King of glory, speaks in Matthew 24:37-39, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. it's beginning to rain. Prepare to meet your God, as it was in the days of Noah. Carnal academia knows they must refuse Noah, because otherwise all their empty foolishness is lost. There are hundreds and hundreds of pages on God Said, Man Said, addressing Noah and the devastating global flood. The information is truly Holy Ghost breathtaking. The following bullet points are just a sampling. Marine fossils have been found at the peaks and near the summits of all the world's mountains. 3/4 of the Earth's crust consists of sedimentary rocks, which are formed almost entirely underwater. The Midwestern part of the United States, including Wisconsin and Texas, are famous in part for the colossal sand mines laid down by ocean waves. The Chinese account their origins as beginning with a catastrophic flood and the actions of their Noah-like savior. Consider these four headlines of an event that experts claim happened about 4,000 years ago. This feature is being written in 25 A.D., pegging Noah and his ark to approximately 4,373 years ago. August 4, 2016, New York Times. Scientific evidence of flood may give credence to legend of China's first dynasty. August 5, 2016, UK Telegraph. First evidence of legendary China flood may rewrite history. August 4, 2016, Washington Post. Legends say China began in a great flood. Scientists just found evidence that the flood was real. August 4, 2016, sciencemag.org. Massive flood may have led to China's earliest empire. 80 whale skeletons have been unearthed in the Peruvian desert. The famous Hell Creek Formation, covering areas in 3 U.S. states, is festooned with a strange grouping of fossilized creatures, dinosaurs, sawtoothed tigers, sea-going creatures of many stripes, and all were destroyed by a devastating flood. New excavations in Bowman, North Dakota, USA, a landlocked state, are full of various sea-going creatures entangled with trees, flowers, various land-dwelling creatures, including dinosaurs. What's most remarkable is that all of these creatures were transported together by a flood. It's a long trip from the ocean to North Dakota. In his book, Dragons of the Deep, Carl Whelan writes the following concerning the Shoshone Mountain reptile, a sea monster known as Shonisaurus. The location in which Shonisaurus fossils came to light is interesting, too. The Shoshone Mountains of Nevada are in the middle of the desert. Yet 33 Shonisaurus fossils were found together there at an altitude of over 7,000 feet, end of quote. Sea monsters in Nevada? The magazine The Week ran the following headline in their May 2022 issue, "The Sea Reptile That Could Eat a Giant Squid." The feature speaks of a tooth of the sea-going giant, Ichthyosaur, which was found, get this, in the Swiss Alps. The marine fossil, crinoid, a sea lily, was found embedded in limestone on top of Mount Everest. Robert Ballard, famous for the discovery of the Titanic, was being interviewed by ABC News and Christine Amanpour, and Ballard says, When we went in the Black Sea region to look for the flood, Ballard continued, not just a slow-moving, advancing rise of sea level, but a really big flood that then stayed, the land that went under stayed under. 400 feet below the surface, they unearthed an ancient shoreline, proof to Ballard that a catastrophic event did happen in the Black Sea. By carbon-dating shells found along the shoreline, Ballard said he believes they have established a timeline for that catastrophic event, which he estimates happened about 5,000 B.C. Some experts believe this was the account when Noah's flood occurred. The earlier Mesopotamian stories are very similar, where the gods are sending a flood to wipe out humans, said biblical archaeologist Eric Klein. There's one man they choose to survive. He builds a boat, brings on animals, lands on a mountain, and lives happily ever after, I would argue that that is the same story. End of quote. Over 500 ancient societal records speak of a Noah-like event. The following paragraphs are from the ICR's publication Acts and Facts, the May-June 2022 issue. The ICR Column Project team, led by geologist Dr. Tim Clary, has mapped out the rock record of the global flood across the world's continents using extensive data from petroleum industry wells, rock outcrops, seismic data, and published cross-sections. ICR scientists have input detailed sedimentary rock data along with mega-sequence boundaries across every region, including the continental shelf. These data confirm the reality of a global geologic column created by the action of the global flood. This monumental and unprecedented project has shown that the global flood is represented by the same sedimentary rocks record trends on every continent that's been evaluated, end of quote. The headline in July-August 2022 issue of Acts and Facts reads, Asia data confirms progressive global flood, excerpts follow. The Institute for Creation Research's Column Project team recently finished a two-year study of Asia. We have now accumulated column data across five of the world's seven continents, with Australia in progress and Antarctica in the future. Our results reinforce earlier findings of a progressive global flood. After examining the rock record across five continents, we can now be more sure than ever that there was a global flood as described in Genesis, the rocks don't lie, end of quote. Skeptics routinely crow, if Noah is real, where did all the water go? Columbiana University researchers report that ocean levels were once 400 feet lower than they are today. Seems like the water didn't go anywhere. If the earth were smooth as a ball, it is calculated that the waters would be nearly 2 miles above it. Geologists estimate 3 to 5 times the amount of water in the oceans resides deep inside the earth in a porous rock called ringwoodite. A 25-foot fossilized baleen whale was found in the Santa Cruz Mountains of California. If Noah and the global flood are true, and they certainly are, then Marx, Darwin, and their atheistic throng are in a heap of trouble. They cannot allow a divine foot in the door. They must resist at all costs, regardless of the facts. The following information is quoted from the November 2007 issue of Discover magazine under the title, Did a Comet Cause the Great Flood? This story reviews discoveries made by environmental archaeologist Bruce Massey of Los Alamos National Library. Massey believes that he has uncovered evidence that a gigantic comet crashed into the Indian Ocean several thousand years ago and nearly wiped out all life on the planet. What's more, he thinks that clues about the catastrophe are hiding in plain sight, embedded in the creation stories of cultural groups around the world. Massey's biggest idea is that some 5,000 years ago, a 3-mile-wide ball of rock and ice swung around the sun and smashed into the ocean off the coast of Madagascar. The ensuing cataclysm sent a series of 600-foot-high tsunamis crashing against the world's coastlines and injected plumes of superheated water vapor and aerosol particles into the atmosphere within hours. The infusion of heat and moisture blasted its way into jet streams and spawned super hurricanes that pummeled the other side of the planet for about a week. Material ejected into the atmosphere, it plunged the world into darkness. All told, up to 80% of the world's population may have perished, making it the single most lethal event in history, end of quote. Massey is getting close, but he still short of the correct assessment. The great destruction cited by Massey is said to have happened at the end of the Permian period, where it is estimated that 70% of land species and 95% of ocean species were destroyed. They keep tripping over the truth. but refused to acknowledge the obvious, end of quote. The Institute for Creation Research has been researching and analyzing flood data from around the world and have recently completed analysis of the sixth continent. The headline in their July-August 2025 issue of Acts and Facts reads, Mega Sequences Down Under Support Progressive Global Flood. Excerpts follow. The Institute for Creation Research's Column Project team recently completed analysis of the Australian continent, which encompasses Australia, New Guinea, and New Zealand. The study compiled 486 stratigraphic columns from oil wells, cores, seismic profiles, and outcrop data. We also tracked a seventh pre-salt megasequence, conventionally known as the Upper Precambrian or Protozoic. The data show Australia contributes its own unique evidence for the historicity of the progressive global flood. A graph of the sediment volume preserved for each mega sequence shows a chapter-by-chapter progression of the flood similar to the other five continents, North and South America, Africa, Asia, and Europe, with one exception. Australia has more pre-salt sediment than most. In Australia's MacArthur Basin, some of these Precambrian rocks are producing oil and gas. Detailed chemical analysis indicates that these oils are from buried marine plankton. These discoveries, and similarly productive pre-salt sediments in Russia, China, and Oman, are difficult for evolutionists to explain because tremendous volumes of organic material must have been quickly buried to provide these oil and gas resources. But the flood's rapid and catastrophic nature means it could have encapsulated ample organic material even in its earliest days or weeks, explaining this basin's oil and gas potential. More research on these resources and sediments is needed. The earliest generally accepted flood sediments begin with Cambrian system rocks corresponding to the Salk megasequence. Hereafter, the volumetric pattern across Australia exhibits the same pattern as the rest of the world. The Australian rock data show the same pattern of a progressive global flood recognized in our earlier studies. With Australia's data, we have even stronger evidence that the flood was historical and global. Every continent shows similar deposition patterns from the same time and in the same order. What else could explain those findings? Article highlights. ICR's Column Project recently completed an analysis for Australia, its sixth continent. Northern Australia has vast oil and natural gas reserves found in Precambrian sedimentary rocks, some of the oldest sedimentary rock layers that are difficult for evolutions to explain. We now have evidence from six continents that the Genesis flood was global and progressive. Every continent contains similar deposition patterns from the same time and in the same order. End of quote. No divine foot allowed. If God's account of Noah and the global flood are true, Marx, Darwin, and atheism are all dead. And they are. They are simply unaware of it. God's word has entered the room, and darkness must by necessity leap out the window. Settle it in your heart. God's word is true and righteous altogether, every jot and every tittle. It's beginning to rain. The mighty Joshua of old settles the issue in Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God said, Genesis 7:7-23, And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean beast, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creepeth upon the earth, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. And it came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and all the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly above the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed by the flood, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. God said, 2 Peter 2:5, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. God said, Matthew 24:37, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Man said, we're so enlightened today. I'm into mindfulness. That's when I sit and concentrate on my breathing. Others contemplate on their belly buttons. It's so relaxing. Wow, so cool. Now you have the record.